first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Corin tells the history of a family name.
Perlmutter. How did we get a name like that? Other Jewish kids had names like Green, Stein, Silver, Gordon, and Rosen. I had heard stories that in the old country, the original Russian name had been Luzhid something, meaning horse trader or some such, and that my grandfather Sam's father had changed it to the German name Perlmutter, a more erudite name meaning mother of pearl, a name more befitting a philosopher that he was. That narcissistic Russian patriarch spent his days filling notebooks with Yiddish philosophy, while his two sons became watchmakers to support his philosophical endeavors. Perlmutter, pronounced the German way, is pretty, Perlmutter, but in America it degraded to Perlmutter, and all through elementary school I was teased as grass cutter, curl cutter, poor mother, and who knows what else. When I later learned Hebrew, I discovered that the word for mother of pearl was dar. Lori, from the laurel flower, was Daphna. Daphna Dar, a perfect pseudonym for a writer. My brother Stephen and I once approached my dad, said we were thinking of changing our last name to Dar. We were sure that taking a Hebrew name would please our Zionist father. Dad was stricken. This is our family name, a fine, respectable name, and why would you change your family name? That was the end of that. Later, when I married, my name became Lori Corin, spelled with a C. I am Lori Perlmutter Corin.
Lori Corin, a Santa Cruz writer, is the author of two memoirs. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.